My question is kind of connected, I think, to this idea of extinction, which is like, what might one learn from the apes about strategies to cope with bereavement or loss?
My experience with chimps is that they don't suffer particularly. They seem to deal with death really easily. They don't seem to worry about it particularly. It's something that happens a lot. It happens around them. You can be in a community, an infant can be killed by members of that community, and others don't seem to care, as it were. It doesn't seem to alter their behaviour pattern in any particular way. There doesn't seem to be a lot of fuss. There doesn't seem to be much in the way of retribution or concern. It just happens and they move on. So if you want a lesson from chimps over bereavement, it's put it behind you and move on, which I don't think is a particularly useful message. I think humans get much more concerned about their own mortality, and that's why we have these deep senses of bereavement and loss. I just don't think that that happens in, certainly in chimps, I just don't think they have that sense. They're very much in the moment of what they do right now.
I thought there was, I mean, maybe perhaps it wasn't chimps, it was a different ape, but, you know, holding a dead infant for many days.
There are a few cases. Yeah, there are a few cases where a mother will carry around an infant for a period of time. There are cases where an infant or a juvenile will carry around a dead other animal until it basically falls apart. They will do this for a period of time. Sometimes, other times, they're just going to walk away from it.
Yeah.
The responses to dead conspecifics, as Nick points out, are quite varied. There is an emerging field which is called animal thanatology, so trying to better understand how non-human animals deal with sick and dying and dead conspecifics. Whether or not I would share Nick's assessment that chimpanzees pretty much live in the moment, I'm not sure. So I believe they also have an idea about the past and even about the future, and they experience themselves as a person with a history. That's my debatable take. And in that sense, I think they can be quite similar to us. However, our deep sense of being an individual is surely informed by the 19th century industrial revolution and us being the individual. This is all that matters. And the collectivistic kind of embeddedment, if that is a word, which for thousands of years was the typical thing a human experienced herself. You know, I'm part of a big group, and well, they come and they go, and so my individual life is not really what matters so much. Now we are taught, of course, the absolute opposite. The only thing that matters is myself, generation me. And with that comes having to cope also with our own, certainty of having to die and so on. It doesn't really help us, I believe, because there is just that mechanism in our brain, which is also there in other animals, that if those around us with whom we interact very frequently and to whom we are emotionally attached, if these individuals are not there anymore, we have to readjust everything. And that is that process of grief. So you see that also in monkeys, when there is an animal that has died, so the others will have to readjust because that individual just isn't there anymore to do the things how we used to do them. And that process of grief, where you basically shut down, is that period of rethinking, not in a very conscious way, but of getting your bearings back and then somehow being able to carry on.
I was wondering, as we were talking, whether some of this sense of bereavement comes down to an expectation of seeing an individual again. Because in chimpanzee groups, they have this fish and fusion socialism I talked about earlier, where they in these little subgroups or parties of maybe four or five individuals, sometimes it gets larger, sometimes it's maybe an individual on their own. We don't have any idea what expectation they have of meeting up with any other individual again after a group breaks up. What expectations they have of meeting them? Well, there's some level of probabilistic assessment that over time they've seen that individual repeatedly, so they should expect to see them again. But then an individual, we're following the chimps around, and suddenly one day we're not seeing a particular individual. And then maybe we never see them again, or maybe a body is found in the forest. That death, that disappearance, doesn't seem to have much of an impact on the way the animals carry on with their day-to-day lives. So maybe that they have a very low expectation of seeing particular individuals again, and that's why when they do see individuals again, they have quite excited greetings and they come together and get quite involved in actually seeing the individual again. It's not, oh, hi, I've never seen you. I never saw you, you know, 2 days ago. It's like, wow, you're back again. It's fantastic. I didn't realise you were coming back. And so maybe that's a difference. Maybe we,
lower
as humans, we have an expectation that we'll see people again, and apes don't, even though we have the same kind of fish and fusion type structure.
Sorry, I'm just going to add one small thing. It seems like also, in terms of, well, we have quite strong cultural forms for dealing with bereavement and grief. But in a way, you're saying it's much more about individuals. Can you say that? Each individual really has their own way of dealing with it.
Sure, you can do all kind of stuff with your deceased. You can eat the brains of your father and your mother, as it has been custom in New Guinea. You can carry around the bones.
But within chimpanzees, it's utterly individual.
You also find that. There are individuals who carry around the deceased ones. There are individuals who look at them and who will push them and say, wake up, or as we would do. There are the ones who walk away. There are the ones who sit and seem to deeply reflect. Then, of course, like in elephants, where they go back and then they will, with their trunks, interact with the bones of those who lived in their group. So all kind of different ways of dealing with the disease. So there is not one way.
Mm.